It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a small town in Kentucky, there is a factory with a big role in the international market for blue jeans. NPR's Noah Adams visited the factory to find that these are not your standard 501s. They're whisper soft with rips and tears because really, new jeans are so old school.
Noah, did you manage to get a pair of these exquisite jeans?
Well, Alex, I was too intimidated by the place to even wear jeans. I had khakis on that day. They throw some big-time jean names at you. True Religion, Seven, Ernest Sohn, Rogan, Levi's, J. Brand, Ralph Lauren. The company in Kentucky's worked for these and many other big names.
So whereabouts in Kentucky is this?
It is Henderson. That's across from Evansville, Indiana, across the Ohio River. And it's good they're on the river because they need big water. They've got, Alex, they've got washing machines there that can wash 400 pairs of jeans at one time. The guy who runs the place, his name is Bart Seitz, S-I-G-H-T-S. He opened the front door of the production plant. He likes to watch people react to this very first big sound they hear.
So what are we hearing?
Those are water pumps. We use 225 gallons of water a minute.
225 gallons of water a minute?
A minute. A big noise, big water. They're lucky. They take it right from the Ohio. They clean it up. They use it, and they put it back even cleaner. And they're using in these washing machines bleach and chemicals and pumice stones. Pumice, as you know, that's porous volcanic rock. They get it from Greece. They get it from Arizona and Mexico. They put the jeans in the dryer then, and these are dryers you can stand up in. Now, that's the big bangy part of what happens in Henderson. They also work on garments one at a time. Jeans and shorts and denim shirts. They use sandpaper and razor blades and electric drills, hair dryers, anything they can think of.
He's creating a wear pattern on the shoulder of that shirt that replicates how you bend your arm when you bend your arm naturally.
So what they're really doing, they're taking new, brand new dark denim jeans and they're deconstructing. It's like distressing antique furniture.
Right. To some degree or another, yes, that's true. The goal is to make exactly a pair of jeans that you could have been wearing for decades. Bart Seitz took me up into a loft studio, and they had a wall there. Great old jeans hanging on the wall that he found in all kinds of places. Vintage jeans. These are the prototypes.
So this pair is probably 30 years old. This is probably one of our best jeans that we use for inspiration. It has a lot of contrast in this lap area.
So all these old wear marks are what you would get if you wore them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's what happened to this pair.
So we see
somebody
stripes?
Wore them. Yeah, they're almost like tiger stripes. They're,
right.
This one's really strong. We've actually done this jean for Polo, for RRL.
Well, they're making brand new jeans, and they're making them look old and comfortable.
Yeah, if you want to do this, you'd check around a little bit, and probably you'd wind up calling Seitz Denim Systems down there in Henderson, and you'd be talking to one of the development people.
I went to undergrad in Cincinnati at the Art Academy of Cincinnati. I then went on to Chicago, did a little bit of studying there, and then about 3.5 years ago, moved back to Henderson, which is where I'm from.
Alex, this is Matt Edmondson. He found Chicago to be a bit unfriendly and found there could indeed be big challenges right at home.
Example, this week we're incredibly busy doing a jean line for Kenny Chesney, the singer. And then actually we will show him a mock-up of a retail-type store that he might be interested in pursuing.
And Alex, I met the production manager, Dick Gaines. He's been there for 20 years. A lot of the employees go back that far. Dick Gaines loves to figure out new ways to make new denim more interesting.
I wake up real early in the mornings, and I have a lot of time before I wake the family up to think about new things and new processes and things like that. Spend a lot of time in the deer stand thinking about it. And
you mean out waiting for a deer, honey?
Waiting for a deer, and you got a lot of time to think.
You know, this is just my big city provincialism, but how is it that all this comes about in Henderson, Kentucky?
Well, Bart Seitz and his family are from Henderson, never really left. They do quite a bit of traveling. It would surprise you, surprise me anyway. They got to pay attention to the world. At their plant, I noticed seven big clocks high up on the wall.
We have Tokyo, San Francisco, Henderson, New York, London, Brussels, Bangalore.
And Bangalore, Bart Seitz said he'd been to Bangalore himself 10 times in the last year and a half. And this company in Henderson has 2 4-person teams that rotate in and out of Bangalore, helping with denim production and design there. And people, of course, come to Kentucky. They come to Henderson to work with designers there at the shop. They built an apartment right inside the plant. It's very nice. People never have to leave. And we heard earlier about Kenny Chesney, the country singer. They're in early discussions with him, talks about a clothing line. He came for a 6-hour visit a few days after I was there.
Well, those country singers, they all look great in jeans.
Alex, at those prices and with expert advice, wouldn't we all?
Thank you, NPR's Noah Adams, on his visit to Sites Denim in Henderson, Kentucky.